Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Yeah, I am blessed.
Make it louder. Celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Shall we lift up our hands and give God thanks and praise for the privilege of being in His presence this morning? Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the praise. Bless His holy name. Is there a thanksgiver in the house? You are doing that from the depth of your heart, particularly for seeing the first Sunday in the new month. You want to express your gratitude to Him. Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for making me to see another month, another Sunday. I magnify Your name. I glorify Your name. Come on, do that from the depth of your heart. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. We give You thanks. We give You praise. We give You glory. We give You honor. We magnify Your holy name. Let Your thanksgiving be heard. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. Father, I thank You for making me see another Sunday in the new month. Thank You for bringing me to the second half of the year. Please do that from the depth of your heart. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. To You alone be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody who is grateful to be in God's presence this morning, a louder amen. Amen. Tonight, or this service, has been called a noiseless breakthrough service. Somebody say noiseless breakthrough. Louder you can, say noiseless breakthrough. This month shall be your month of noiseless breakthrough indeed. In the name of Jesus. When the light of God's word come, the destiny of man begin to break forth. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8, it said, the Lord sent the word into Jacob and He lighted the whole of Israel. I want you to make a demand on God this morning. Lord, send the light of Your word, my part. Send the light of Your word. Let Your word shatter every darkness. Let Your word launch me to a new realm of noiseless breakthrough. Please pray that prayer for yourself. Father, send Your word tonight. Let us not come in vain. Reveal Yourself again in this service via the light of Your word. for all you do, we vow to give you the glory. Put an end to breakdown. Put an end to all tears. Put an end to all worries. Put an end to all challenges. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we say we are grateful because indeed you have been so good to us, particularly for seeing the first Sunday in the month of July. We went through the first half of the year and we are still standing. Above all odds, above satanic attacks and satanic restriction, you have advanced us. Let this year be a year for open doors for each and everyone. And as we open this month with noiseless breakthrough, let it answer for each and everyone. In the name of Jesus. None of us will know misfortune. None of us will know misfortune. None of us will know misfortune. Father, send the light of your word away. Let it shatter every darkness. Bring understanding to everyone. At the end, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please, with gladness of heart, say a loud amen. Amen. Help me welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them happy new month. This is your month. To God alone be the glory. Please celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. You can make it bigger and louder, please. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God, 2026, my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall be open to me as we hold fast to the word and keep making our boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if you were in the service, particularly for those of us who were here during the announcement. Were you glad to see what God did in the Warsaw Day of Hope yesterday? Amen. Let's celebrate the Lord, please, with a clap offering. Amen. Hallelujah. And I see that same God decorating you and me this season in the name of Jesus. As we get ready for the word again, let's be reminded that we're in a very strange season. It's a highly prophetic season. And every one of us must take advantage of this prophetic season. We have entered the second half of this prophetic season, the midst of the year. Habakkuk 3 verse 2, revive thy work in the midst of the year, show mercy. We have finished June. We are now in July. This July will be the best. In Proverbs 10 verse 5, we are admonished that is a wise son that gathers in summer. He said, but he that sleepeth in harvest bringeth shame. Praise the Lord. When God is moving, make sure you are moving as well. Because the move of God will always move people forward. Somebody say amen to that. So these are not months to lay by. These are not the months to be passive. These are the months to be active. In Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 21, the Bible says, nobles will come out of them. Governors will proceed from the midst of them. Are you catching that now? It's that I will cause him to draw near and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engage his heart to approach unto me? Somebody say engage. It's the engagement that leads to the advancement. When God say move, and you don't move, God will pass you by. Because God does not have the whole day to wait for you. Are you catching what we are saying? So therefore, it's important that every one member under the sound of my voice, please come awake.
and be spiritually smart to understand the rule of the game. In Matthew 24, verse 45, I want to read, very important, as we run the last 4 weeks of this prophetic drive, he said, who then is a faithful and a wise servant, whom is Lord when he will make ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. So there's what we call due season. Verse next, please. He said, blessed is that servant whom when his Lord cometh, he find him so doing. Can you see that? So you are not faithful if you lay by. You are not faithful if you are not active. You are not faithful if you are not engaging. And you don't qualify for the meat in due season, no matter how you pray. Please, as a privileged father in the house, I want to admonish you, there should be no member in our midst that is laying by. You are only hearing, but you are not doing. You stand to blame yourself. You can't blame God. Praise the Lord. James 1:22 says, we should not be hearers only, but we should be doers. In verse 25, it said, this man shall be blessed. Why is he blessed? He said, the man that doeth the work, not the one that is claiming promises. Doing is where the blessing is. Somebody say doing. Louder you can, say doing. The loudest you can, say doing. May God therefore release upon us the doer's grace. Everyone all out. I am fully persuaded that July shall be your month indeed. Lord, grant me the doer's grace. Grant me what? Please pray that prayer for yourself right now as you're seated. Lord, grant me the doer's grace. Help me to do. Help me to engage. Help me not to be laid by. Help me to get involved and help me to be active in what you are doing this season. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please say a louder amen if you receive that. Amen. Financial fortune is my heritage is the theme for this month. And beginning from this Sunday, we are going to be looking at gateways to financial fortune. Somebody say gateways to financial fortune. And like I said in the first service, because these things are important, we are building foundation. When it comes to financial fortune in the kingdom, it's not a prayer subject. It's not a fasting subject. It's more a practice subject. Practice. Practice, not prayer. It's not a prayer subject. If it was prayer, you will pray it and it will happen. If it was fasting, you will fast it, but no, it's not. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 5, Matthew 11 verse 5, Jesus said, the blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The leper are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up. Now look at the last part. What happens to the poor? And to what? Have they what? Done what? So, poverty is not a prayer subject. To the poor, the gospel is preached. So, permit me, please, if in case I'm not shouting, because this month is not a shouting thing. We have shouted too much, and people are still bound financially. So, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of things, so that we can understand how these things work. The days of financial stress are finally over.
So
it's not a shouting thing. The blind, they see, the deaf, they hear, the lame, they walk. Can you see that? And when he came to the poor, he said, no, to the poor, you don't pray for them. Preach the gospel. So the poor is the gospel they need, teaching. They must learn the terms and the conditions so that they can do what? Apply themselves to it. And once they apply themselves to it, God cannot but prosper them. Are you with me this morning? The Lord grant you understanding. For instance, look at the scripture for the month. Job 22 verse 21 to 23. He said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Therefore, good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Law. Law talks about procedures, rules, and regulations. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in your heart. When you do that, verse 23 next, he said, if you return to the Lord Almighty, you will be built up. So the reason there's a lot of breaking down is because a lot of people are far from God. And they are far from his word. And they are far from his terms. A lot of Christians want God in their own time. But it doesn't work that way. Put that on the screen. He said, you shall be built up. Somebody say, build me up. And then you put away iniquity. The word iniquity means another word for sin or transgression. It means breaking rules and breaking ranks. Anytime you are disobeying God, you are committing iniquity. So as a result of your breaking ground, that's the reason why things are breaking. But for you, nothing will break again. Please get on to the next. He said in verse 24, then. So if you don't do verse 21 to 23, 24 cannot happen. So it's not something you pray, oh Lord, give me gold. Oh Lord, give me silver. No. Receive the law. Practice the law. Practice his word. Then you shall lay up gold as a dust. You are getting there. And the gold of Ophrah as the stones of the brook. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 25 tells us that God shall be your defense. Because when God blesses, Satan can't touch. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. I see God blessing you. Amen. I say, I see God blessing you. Amen. I can't hear you, man. I see God blessing you. Amen. Are you sure you want the blessing? I see God blessing you. Amen. And no devil can touch it. No devil. God shall be your defense. And then you shall have plenty of silver. Praise the Lord. Permit me to begin again as we lay this emphasis. Financial fortune is your heritage in Christ. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Revelation 5 and 12, saying with a loud voice, word is a lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory, and blessing. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became what? That ye through his poverty might be. Somebody say, I receive it. In the name of Jesus, you will not see misfortune. Can you see God's plan for you? Are you sure you can see God's plan? 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So listen to me. wealth and health is God's will for us. Can you see that? I wish above all things, 2 John verse 2, you prosper and be in health. All covered. Prosperity, wealth. Can you see that? And be in health is God's will for our life. If it is God's will, then that is God's heritage for me. No matter where I am today, God can still change my story. Somebody say, believe in amen. I see God changing your story. I say, I see God changing your story. I say, I see God changing your story. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, God in his own hand will bring you to a place of fortune. Psalm 66 and verse 12. Psalm 66 and verse 12. We are laying this foundation at is very important. Look at the screen, church, and please read it together. One, two, go. Everyone, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water. But thou hast brought us out into the wealthy place. Somebody say, I receive it. So what place are you entering from now? Well, you can say and let your enemy be angry. What place are you entering from now? 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 One more scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is him that giveth thee what? Power. To do what? To get. So please listen. Don't let the devil confuse you. God gives us power to get. I will rather learn from God than learn from man. Because man may not even tell me everything. He gives power to get. He said that he might establish his covenant, which is swore to thy father, as it is this day. Somebody say, I hear. So there are a few key things that we want to build on, particularly as we start today. It's an anchor. I believe these are the first foundational thing that every Christian must know. Because if you don't know this thing, the journey of your kingdom finance will be distorted. Number one, you must know that God is your source. Who is your source? He said, God giveth power to get. That's the first thing that must sit on your head. God giveth. God giveth power to get. So if you get, who gave? Not your employer. Not the government. Not your uncle, not your auntie, not your partners, not the economy. Who give it power to get? In John 3:25, he said, a man can receive nothing except he be given. God is the source. If you hear, say, I hear. Louder with me, say, God is my source. Louder, you can say, God is my source. Social care is not your source. NHS is not your source. Who is your source? Please, who is your source? In Haggai 2 verse 8, he said, the silver and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. Please, let's stop looking at systems, people, our employer as our source. He is God. He can use anything to bless us. He is God. He can use any channel to reach us.
So if God cannot be limited, it means my access can be limited. Even if one man stopped this door, my God can open another door. Am I speaking to somebody right now?
So listen to me. Even if you lose your job, I know it may be painful, but you won't lose hope. Because God can provide again another job that is bigger than the one that you lost. Am I making sense right now? Please let this thing sink inside you. So you therefore understand that anything I have today is not an achievement. It's an engracement. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. So in this kingdom, there are no achievers. There are only what? Engracers. We are engraced. We are only receivers of what he gave. That means we are accountable to him. And that takes me to the second point, which is an anchor for this teaching, is that you must note that the kingdom is the purpose for his blessing. The kingdom is the major purpose for his blessing. When God blesses a man, he blesses him for a reason. In Genesis chapter 12, you read verse 2 all the way to 3, God told Abraham, say, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Somebody say 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 a blessing. From today, may you be a blessing. Please follow me very quickly because these things are important. Zechariah 1:7. He said, thus says the Lord, through prosperity, 17 please, shall my cities be spread. 17 please. Zechariah 1:17. Through prosperity shall my city be spread. Through I prosper them so that they can spread my cities. So that they can spread. They can spread my agenda. So in this kingdom, we are not accumulators. We are only channels. Please, these things are important. If I have resources today, I am not the owner. The source, it came from God. Do you all agree with me with that? Second, the purpose is what? The kingdom. Because whoever gives you the thing tells you what you should use it for. So self-made people don't have a future in this kingdom. When you pride on your achievement, you know, my achievement and all of this, my degree and all of that, forget it. Self-made people don't have a future. Don't have a future. The kingdom is the purpose. That is why he said in Psalm 35:27, he said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. They favor righteous causes. A lot of us are favoring selfish causes. That is why the channel is blocked. That is why you used to have before and now you don't have. Because you started using the money to buy alcohol for people. Yes, you don't drink, but you are not the one buying the alcohol. He said, no, I don't drink, or, you know, I'm not an alcoholic person, but, you know, I just bought him a drink. Well done. The person who gave you money, know the reason he gave you. What is the reason? Righteous causes. Righteous causes. No selfish. Listen to me. If we don't get this thing, we'll keep praying and it will never happen because God cannot break his word. He's the one releasing it in the first place. When they find out that you are not a candidate for it, he will not release it towards you. We were saying it during the week, in the week of November. There are many Christians who they will tell you once upon a time, I used to do this. I used to. What about now? Why should your testimony be passed? The path of the just is like what? A shining light. If you don't keep servicing the pathway of the covenant, the struggle continues. Don't joke with God. God gave you a business, righteous causes. God gave you an idea, righteous causes. Are you catching that now? No, that is your business that is funding drug. Not your business that is funding things that does not glorify. That even you yourself, you can't share the testimony. God cannot bless the crooked. No. That favors my righteous cause. So listen to me. The more you are willing to favor righteous cause, the more God is willing to release his source. So where your kingdom dreams stop is where God's supply will stop. Bishop Oedipo said, before I have the very first bank account, I went on a covenant with God that, Lord, if you bless me, I will be building churches for you. Is he not building the churches today? As a matter of fact, one time he told us, he went before God and said, God, before I leave this earth, me and my family, we want to build you 1,000 churches. Let's check your dream. Your dream is dream car, dream house. Have you seen my dream house? My dream car, like the men. My dream car is BMW, Oxwise. No kingdom dream, nothing. Everything about thing is on you. On you. And you are too small to be the purpose of God's blessing. You are too small. There are many evangelism to be done. There are many souls to be won. There are many churches to be built. And yet, you think God will now look at your small life and now channel millions or billions to you so that you can now say, you know what, I've just flew first class. Is that an achievement? You flew first class. Is that an achievement? No life touch. No life transform. And yet, you claim to say you have resources. What a shame. Please, let's understand how this thing works. The kingdom is the purpose. You don't have kingdom mind, you are not a candidate. Somebody say, I hear. The loudest you can say, I hear. So when we are passionate about advancing the kingdom of God, we are unleashed into supernatural abundance. When we are passionate about advancing the kingdom of God, Job 36 and verse 11, if they obey and they serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and they serve his cause, they serve his cause. Can you see that? They serve his cause. When you go to the restaurant, you tell the servant what he must serve you. True of us? You are the servant. God is the one. He's telling you, the servant, what you should serve him. So when God unleashes things to you, God tells you what to do with it. Not your feeling, not your emotion. There are many emotional givers, even in the kingdom. The way you feel. And then when you don't feel, even when God feels, because it's not the way you feel, you hold it down. Are you catching what we are saying? I hope you are listening to what I'm saying. Please don't shut your mind though, because you need this. We all need this. We are growing in this journey. Why? The greatest of us, we have not seen yet. Am I speaking to a believer? Yes, the greatest of us, we have not seen yet. My brother, I can tell you the truth. What you are going to be is a billion, trillion times more than where you are now. If you just understand how God is working, you are almost getting there. Somebody say, I receive grace. The kingdom is the purpose. So everyone must get out of selfish ideas. Everyone must get out of selfish purposes, selfish dreams, and link with God. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I told them in the WSF yesterday, I said, even in your finances, if God is not the first, your finance will suffer. Your finance will. When we look at your statement and see what kind of thing you do with your finance, we can tell why the blessings are not coming. We can tell. Many of us are using what God has given to us to fund fake lives. Fake life that you cannot live. Praise the Lord. You don't know your size. You don't know what you can do. But you want to live fake life. And you know what? The Bible says, he that telleth a lie cannot prosper. Fake life. And yet you want God to prosper it. No. 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 For instance, listen. How can you be living in a house that you can't afford? Somebody say fake. Yes, that's it. If what you can afford is one bedroom, carry yourself and your wife and your children, stay there. Don't go into a house you will need prayer and fasting to be praying to pay for the rent. Who sent you? Ask your neighbor, who sent you? Who sent you? Fake life. Faker. You can't afford it. The payment is choking you. It's choking you. Who told you to go and buy the new car? When you should go and be driving a car that they manufactured 15 years ago? Fake life. Fake life. That's the reason God is seeing you. God is looking at the future. What I can do with this man. And he's seeing all the nonsense that he's doing. I said, no, no, no. You are not my candidate. It's all about you. It's not about me. I am the source. I tell you what to do with my resource. But look at it. Everything all about you. No poor people. No humanitarian giving. No even you come to church. Is it when they say offering time, that's when you go outside. The same God who gave you the money. Say, no. I just do what I want. Keep doing what you want. I see God delivering somebody tonight. Say louder, amen. Amen. Well, don't worry. Nobody told me anything about you. I'm just preaching. Please. I'm just preaching. But I will try not to mention any name. Hallelujah. And one few points we need to hold on to. Please note, the covenant is the platform for kingdom finance or kingdom financial fortune. Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us there that he may establish his covenant. And that is where we began to build the covenant. What is a covenant? A covenant is simply a deal that is enacted by God based on well-defined terms and sealed with an oath. A covenant is a deal, is enacted by God, is based on well-defined terms, and is sealed with an oath. So the covenant, you say New Testament, you say Old Testament. The word testament simply means covenant. Old covenant, new covenant. So it's simply God's terms and condition that surround financial blessing. When me and you understand that terms and condition, we don't have to pray. You don't pray for contract. What do? You sign up. Is that not what you do? When they tell you, well, it's time, and this is the contract for you to do, no. What do? You start, you hold the contract and start, Lord, let this contract work. Is that what you do? No. They tell you to what? Sign up. That is why it's not a prayer subject. You find the terms and conditions. And what do? You sign up. Somebody say sign up. Somebody say sign up. Somebody say sign up. I see you signing up. As I see you signing up. As I see you signing up. As I see you signing up. This covenant cannot be broken. Psalm 89 verse 34. My covenant I will not break. So that means as far as God is concerned, this covenant stands forever. It stands forever. It stands forever. What are the details of this covenant? Few scriptures here to note. Genesis 8, verse 22. Genesis 8, verse 22. As long as the earth remained, seed time and harvest. Cold
and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not what? Cease. Seed time, harvest time. He didn't say harvest time, seed time. Every seed time will always provoke what? Harvest time. So when you want an harvest, what should you do? Pay attention for the seed time. Because if you dodge the seed time, you will miss the harvest time. Philippians 4, verse 15 to 19. I also want to, we are going to be noting scriptures now because we are teaching. And the reason why we are giving these scriptures is that in case you are still arguing with me and I don't want to argue, go and look at this scripture and read it for yourself and let it bring more light to you. It said, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning what? Giving and receiving. But you. So he was talking to a church. Other church did not, but you. Verse next, please. We're going all the way to 19. He said, for even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again. Tell your neighbor once and again. So this covenant is not what you did yesterday and you stopped yesterday. It's a once and again thing. Where you stop practicing this covenant is where the blessing will stop. Not because of my necessity. When God is asking you to do something, it's not because God needs it. God can never be in need. He's the source in the first place. Like an example I gave in the first service, I am a father. I gave my son £50 as just a gift or a pocket money. And then my son now come to meet me during the week and said, Dad, I'm just giving you this £10 just to let you know I want to help you. Can you imagine? Is that correct? Please, is that correct? Now, so what makes us think we can help God? You know, there are some places and they teach it. They help you feel as if you can finance God. You are too small. So what you must always have, you must have the mentality of what? A steward. He gave me in the first place. It's not my right. And he can ask me for anything at any time. Are we making sense? So this mentality of I am. No, in the kingdom, no. I am what I am by the grace of God. Yet not I. The grace that was on me is not in vain. I labor more. Let's continue, please. Philippians 4:17. It said, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruits. The reason God is telling you practice this thing is because there is a fruit that I desire from you. And these fruits are bound towards your account. Somebody say, my account. Are you with me now? It's your account. So every time you are practicing giving, nothing in this kingdom that leaves you or goes from you leaves your life. It's like a physical world. You are storing into what? Your account in heaven. You are storing into your account. There is an account in heaven for you. Every time God says, my son, that's what I need. My son, this is what you should do with that resource. My son, that's how you should go about it. And you are following through. You are storing to your account. And this account is not on the earth. This account is on this earth. How you assess it. But because it's in heaven, God is the true judge. He's the only wise God. He's the judge of all. And is the justice of all. Even Satan cannot say, God, don't do it. Because God is bound to the covenant. When
you do your part, God's part is fulfilled.
Verse 18, he said, but I have all and abound. I am full. I have received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from him, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. What? I gave it to the church. I gave it to the poor. How did it become sweet smell? Does that mean God is perceiving smell in heaven? That's what he's telling us here. God is perceiving the smell, the sacrifice of what you are giving. Acceptable, well-pleasing unto God. And then verse 19, Paul said, but my God shall supply all your needs. According to what? Where is the riches? Not on the earth. The riches there. Over there, there are no what? Famine. The economy here may be tight, but the economic there is never what? That is why when you are a covenant practitioner, even when you enter an economy that is tight, heaven will still supply you. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Aren't you glad to know that covenant people cannot be tight? Somebody say, I cannot be tight. I'm a covenant practitioner. I cannot be tight. Louder you can, I'm a covenant practitioner. I cannot be tight. For instance, Abraham, Genesis 12:10. Things were tight, famine. But Genesis 13:2, Abraham was blessed. Things were tight, but Abraham was a covenant practitioner. Genesis 13:2, Abraham blessed. Isaac, Genesis 26:1, please check that out, verse 1, verse 2. There was strong famine, harsh famine. But yet, Isaac, covenant practitioner, check verse 12 all the way to 14, blessed. Somebody say blessed. I see you becoming blessed. Genesis 27, verse 15, Joseph, or the children of Israel. Money was not working. Everything was tight. Everything. But yet, blessing. 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 Verse 19, verse 27. Blessing. So the scripture tells us in Psalm 37, verse 18 and 19. He said, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The Lord, they shall not be ashamed in the what? In the evil times. And in the days of famine, he said, they shall be satisfied. Psalm 37, verse 18 and verse 19. No matter the harshness in the land, he said, you shall be satisfied. Would you say louder, amen? No matter the economy crunch, he said, you shall be satisfied. Many of you were aware in 2019, I believe 2020, what were we having then? We're having lockdown, true of us. Your church, this church, in economic lockdown, we planted 10,000 churches that same year. Not 10,000 people, 10,000 churches. Do you know how many people make a church? Do you know how many thousands can build one church? So things were crunching, yet covenant people were what? Booming. Somebody say, I hear. Louder you can say, I hear. Say with me, I'm a covenant practitioner. I cannot be limited by economic meltdown. Louder you can, I'm a covenant practitioner. I cannot be held down by the hardship in the land. Do you know what Job said? He said, when men say there's a casting down, what would you be saying? Say, lifting up. So your case can be different. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. And this month, your case will be different. Amen. This year, your case will be different. Amen. Please
to do is give yourself to the terms of the covenant. Few of them here to enumerate. Number one, covenant channels, or what I call covenant channels, covenant requirement for working in financial fortune. One is tithing. Staying at your tithe. One tenth of every blessing God has blessed you with. Leviticus 27 verse 30. All the tithes of the land are the Lord's. All. Malachi 3 verse 7 verse 8. Will a man rob God? He said, you have robbed me. Where did you rob me? He said, you have robbed me in your tithes and in your offerings. Get back to that practice. There's a blessing in it. Get back to it. Verse 10. Bring ye now all the tithes, all the offering to my store, house, my house. Not to somewhere else, my house. Not to individual, my house. It tells you where to take the title, my house. Not to human being, my house. So don't break rank. Don't say I gave it to a prophet. No, bring it to my house. He said, but the pastor is there. Who told you so? Even me, the pastor, I also bring it to the house. And prove me if I will not do what? Open the windows of heaven. Somebody say, do it, Lord. The windows of heaven will never be shut against you. Can you see where people are missing it? Some people will say, it looks like finances are not coming. Perhaps the window is shut. Perhaps you have missed it here. Somebody say, I receive grace. Number two is kingdom advancement sacrifice. Advancing the kingdom through our givings. Haggai 1, verse 3 to 10. Verse 3 says, consider your ways. Every one of you, you are building your own house and you are living my own house. You see that verse 4, verse 5. You are building your house. You are doing your own ambition, pushing your agenda, but you are forgetting my house in disarray. I thank you for your tithes, but what are you doing with the rest? He said, now come. Look at that, verse 8, verse 9. Come and build my house. He said, and when you do that, go up to the mountain, bring wood, build my house. I will take pleasure. What is the house of God? It's the church of God in the land, advancing the gospel of Christ. Please, if you have time, you can check it. I was still checking it again these few weeks. One of the richest person in my home country is a lady. She said, I knew when God took me into the realms of the billion. And they asked him, what did you do? I said, I went into covenant with God. And I said, Lord, if you can trust me, I want to begin to sponsor missionaries. I will put them in my payroll. I will pay for the missionaries. I will pay for their wives. I will pay for their children's school fees. I will sort them out. He said, and as I made that plan, I set up my charity and we went into it even when the money never was there. We started from where we were. He said that I knew. The first contract hit me. It ran in the billions of dollars. Not billions of naira. Billions of dollars. You see, when you see people who are great, you need to find out. It's not prayer. There are things people are doing. You must advance his project. Build my house. I will take pleasure. And when I take pleasure, I release my blessing. Somebody say, believe in amen. Number three, giving to the parent is also a channel. It's not an old white thing. It's not an Old Testament thing. It's a New Testament phenomenon. Key emphasis here, Genesis 27. You see that verse 4. Make a silver of meat. Many of us are familiar with the story of Isaac and Jacob and Esau. He told him, go and make for me a venison. Verse 7. That my soul may bless you.
You want blessing? Honor me as your father. Do you know that this is a biblical channel for blessings? Ephesians 6, verse 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. It's a New Testament thing. It's not. So I pity young men and young women who are disobeying their parents. I pity you. Honor your parents. Honor, honor, honor. In verse 3, it said that it may be well with you. Well, I don't believe in all these things, all of this old thing, all these old practices. Is Ephesians, is it Old Testament? Ephesians is New Testament, except it's not in your Bible. Honoring the old by not only respecting them, but giving to them. Somebody say, how do I know? Look at this. Proverbs 3, verse 9. You can't truly say you honor a person and not give. Let's read it quickly. Proverbs 3, 9. Everybody really want to go? Honor the Lord with and with what? So it simply tells you that one way you honor people is with what? Material things. That's all he's telling you. Don't just say, oh, daddy, I love you. Material things. Material things. And let me say this, and this makes a lot of sense. In the practice of this covenant, everybody starts from where you are. What did I say? Genesis 13, verse 14. From the place where you are. Not where you are not. So somebody's hearing all of this and say, Pastor, this, if I do all these things, what will happen to me? Only blessing. Start from where you are. Bishop Oedipo said the first time he went into work and earned a salary, and he took some of the money after he has gone his tithe, he picked some of the money and said, my grandma has always been a blessing to me. I grew up with her. I will buy her something. And he said he went and bought her his tool, a very nice furniture stool, and brought it. In those days, in those village, those things don't happen. And then the grandmother looked at him. You bought this for me, my son. He said, yes, ma, I bought it for you. He said, they looked at him with one eye and said, you shall be great. Blessing. Is he not great today? Blessing. A lot of us need to go and provoke the blessing in the mouth of our parents. I'm telling you the truth. Some of us, that's where we missed it, particularly this new Gen Z. Parent, please, can I beg you, teach your children how to honor parents, beginning from you. It's a covenant in scriptures. We must teach these things. You shall be great. You shall be great. It can be your spiritual parent. Anybody you feel is somebody God has placed before you is honor. You honor. Once you do that, you release a blessing. You see, they don't have to talk too much. They can just say, God bless you. Do you know what? God honors the practice, not necessarily what the person say. Because you have done this. That's what God told Abraham. In blessing. I don't need anybody to bless you. Because you have done. You see, the blessing is in the obedience. Somebody say, I hear. That's why you notice that when we come to offering time here, we don't necessarily pray a lot. If you check the way we do it here and some other church, do you know why we don't pray a lot? The blessing is not in the prayer. The blessing is in what? Obedience. Once you have done your part, God has nothing but to bless you. Somebody say, even when my biological parents are evil, forget it. Who is it that speaketh and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded? Are you catching what I'm saying? I will still bless you. And if you think evil over me, the blessing will turn to evil on your head. Period. My own is that I will do my part. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I receive grace. Let me read this scripture, and I believe it will be a blessing. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 and 17, and then we'll begin to pray. These are the foundations, and these are the way to get this thing done. Please, let's read. Look at the screen. It said, three times in a year shall all the maid appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which you shall choose. He shall choose the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of the week, the feast of the tabernacle, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Honor the Lord. Don't appear empty, because you already ate a breakfast. If I check what you did for that breakfast, some of you have ate 20 pounds. And you now come before God and say, God, this is just me. Well, you know where I am. You know I have to eat. No problem. You have it. But you are struggling. Now look at verse 17, which is very, very important. And I like this part. Everybody read it together. Every man shall give as he is able. Please stop there. Don't look at what I give. Stay on your lane. Because there's what we call able for you. What you are able for is not what I am able for. Is that clear? So when the widow's mite gave her last mite, what did Jesus say? That's the best. She gave the last, and Jesus said it's the best. And some people gave million, and Jesus said nonsense. As you are able, according to the blessing. So when you are doing this thing to your parent, and you are advancing the kingdom, and you are giving your tithe, ask yourself, is this according to the blessing, or I'm reporting myself to God? Because now they said one-tenth is tithe. Somebody bring one-fifth, and he call it tithe. You to do the mathematics. What is one-fifth and one-tenth? Are they the same? I see God changing our destiny. You see, subject like this, people don't smile. But the truth must be said. Because our destiny must change. Listen to me. No matter how you pray, if you don't obey God, He cannot bless. Because God will not break His word. Somebody say, I receive grace. The prayer we're receiving today is, Lord, give me grace to be a covenant practitioner. Let me not stop in practicing this thing, because this is where the blessing lies. The blessings of the Lord makes people rich, and we not have sorrow to it. Somebody say, I hear. I see the blessing coming upon you. Please receive that with your loud amen. I say, receive that with your loud amen. And receive that with your loud amen. Amen. Therefore, as we rise up to pray, Galatians 6 and verse 9. And then we'll begin to pray. It said, therefore, brethren, let us not be weary in well doing. For we shall what? In what? If we what? Somebody say, I will not faint. Lord, grace not to faint. I receive it. Grace not what? Not to faint. These are subject matter that most of the time they have been swept under the carpet in the church. And most pastors, particularly people who are fraudulent, they will not want to teach it this way. But the truth is, I'm not looking for your pocket. There's no one here I've ever reached out to and said, help me. There's no one this church has ever reached out to say, help. Everything that is being taught now is for your good. But the truth is this, your financial destiny, Satan will not hold it down. It's now in your court. Lord, I receive grace not to faint. I receive grace to continue to be what? A covenant practitioner, so that I can keep enjoying the blessing. Rise up on your feet, and we're going to pray that prayer for ourselves. Lift up your voice
and begin to receive that grace.
Grace!
To be a covenant practitioner. Grace. Remember, we have said, this thing is not a blessed meeting. It's a practice. We need grace to practice it. Lord, I need grace to practice. I need grace to practice. And if you are practicing, Lord, grace not to faint. Grace not to give up in my practicing. Please pray that prayer for yourself. We all need it. You need it. I need it. Grace not to faint. Grace not to faint. Grace not to faint. Grace not to faint. Lord, grant me grace. And please, hear the sound of my voice. If there is anywhere you know you have missed it, God's word is not condemning you. Ask the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me and help me to begin to do your word. Lord, have mercy. If I missed it anywhere, if I missed it anywhere, if I have missed it anywhere, if you tested me in one way and I missed the test, Lord, please have mercy on me. Lord, please have mercy on me. Lord, please have mercy on me. Lord, shine your light upon me. Lord, shine your light upon my family. Lord, shine up your light upon my financial destiny. Please pray that prayer for yourself. It's a prayer of responsibility. Lord, I receive grace to play my part. I receive grace to do you proud. I receive grace to serve your interest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I said, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say with me, the blessing makes rich and does not have sorrow. Louder you can, the blessing makes rich and does not have sorrow. All I need is the blessing. Louder you can, all I need is the blessing. Not the riches. I need the blessing. Because when I am blessed, I will be rich. I need the blessing. I need the blessing. All I need is the blessing. Louder you can. All I need is the blessing. Because when I am blessed, I will be enriched. Somebody say louder, amen. So go for the blessing. You can never finish the blessing. You may finish the riches, but you can't finish the blessing. There's a blessing coming upon this house this morning. I thought I'll hear you louder, amen. I said, there's a blessing coming upon this house this morning. There's a blessing coming upon this house this morning. From the scripture we read, remember where we begin? It said, receive, I pray, this law from his mouth and his word from his heart. If you shall return to the Almighty, you shall be built up and you shall put away iniquity far from you. In this kingdom, iniquity and prosperity, they don't go hand to hand. They don't. Iniquity is an enemy to kingdom prosperity. You put away iniquity. Put away. Hallelujah. Before we pray for everyone, I want to pray for a specific set of people who want to say, Pastor, I want to put away iniquity. Iniquity simply talks about a life that does not please God. You have not surrendered your life to Christ. You have not given your life to Christ. Please give us the privilege to pray for you again this morning. I'm not talking about being a member of a church. I'm talking about being a connection with Jesus. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot receive or see anything in the kingdom. I therefore want to pray for you with all eyes bowed and all eyes closed. My brother, my sister, nowhere is too far, but I will pray for you from the altar again this afternoon. Pastor, pray with me. I want to do it God's way. I want to surrender to Christ. I want a new life with Jesus. Please, wherever you are, lift up your right hands. We'll pray for you and God bless you. Surrender to Christ. Rededicating your life to Christ. Please lift up your right hand wherever you are so that we can identify you. Nowhere is too far. And you take a bold step, come towards the altar. We'll pray for you. Come towards the altar. You want to rededicate your life to Christ.
Jesus, I want to begin a new journey with you. I have done it my own way. It's not working, but I'm surrendering to you today. I want to pray for you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? The same. Please come towards the altar. God bless you. Take a bold step, please. Don't let the enemy put you back. Take a bold step. God bless you. If you want to come, please come. Church, let's clap hands for Jesus and encourage anyone that wants to come. Let's clap hands for Jesus. Let's encourage them. We are still waiting for you. Please come. Please come. Please come. We encourage you. Come, come, come. Come and give your life to Jesus. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. Come and start anew from Jesus. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. You are born again before. You backslided, but you can be restored. You can rededicate. Wherever you are, please come. Come, come, come. Let's receive you. Come, let's receive you. You can rededicate your life. Please get down here. We are already praying for you. God loves you. You are making the right decision. Thank you, Father. Everyone in front, I want you to know that you are making the right decision. Please place your right hand on your chest. We are going to pray this simple prayer of faith. I want you to mean it as we pray. And God will hear you and it will change your life. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender of my life. Jesus, I cannot help myself. I need your forgiveness. Forgive me all of my sins with your precious blood. Cleanse me and make me a new person. From today, I declare you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I pray for you. Grace has brought you forward. Grace have made you pray that prayer. Grace will also keep you in this journey for life. You will not go back to your vomit. When Jesus come on the last day, you will make it into heaven. I decree that every power of the enemy over you, they lose their grip of you today. Begin to live a life that pleases God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Loud amen, church, please. Please open your eyes. You're going to go with our kingdom friends over here. If you want to go with them, they will help you with the decision you have made. Our pastors will see you also. And then they will help you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you place your hand upon yourself and pray for yourself? Hallelujah. Now watch. How many of you believe that this commission is a commission of noiseless breakthrough? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? I've just told you of how you are building. You planted 10,000 church in COVID, stress-free, begging-free, borrowing-free. Many of you are aware of the ARC going on now. One of the biggest projects ever. A 10,000 seater auditorium and plus, begging free, borrowing free, debt free. That's noiseless breakthrough. Is somebody catch what I'm saying? Lord, I am a member of this commission. I tap into the same grace. That's the prayer you're going to pray, and then I'll join on to pray with you. Lord, I am a part of this family. This is a breakthrough family. Bring me to that place of what? Noiseless breakthrough from today. Place your hand upon yourself. You want to pray on your head or whatever, and pray for yourself. Your hand is like a point of contact. Lord, I connect with the noiseless breakthrough anointing that is upon this house. I connect. I connect. I connect. The same way this house is breaking forth in the left and in the right, I begin to break forth in everything. I begin to break forth in every way. Somebody pray that prayer for yourself. Lord, I connect and I collect. Beginning from now, no more breakdown in my life. In my finances, no more. No more limitations. No more frustrations. The days of begging and borrowing are over. House, I receive it into my life. I receive it into my family.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. With that hand placed upon your hands, I want to prophesy over your life. You can be connected to a tap, and the water is flowing through the tap and does not flow through you. As you connect, you collect. Nobody is connected to God and does not collect directly from God. Therefore, whatever grace this commission have enjoyed, the noiseless breakthrough grace will begin to answer for you. We begin to answer for you. We answer in your family. We answer in your business. We answer in your career. We answer in your finance. We answer in your profession. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Because nothing breaks down in this commission. Nothing will break down again in your life. Nothing will break down again in your life. Nothing will break down again in your life. It said in scriptures, Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1 all the way to 4. In verse 4, he said, you shall break forth in the left and you shall break forth in the right. I therefore decree for you, the month of July, you are breaking forth in every side. In the morning, you are breaking forth. In the day, you are breaking forth. In the night, you are breaking forth. Whatever stood as a resistance from January to June, now that you have entered July, I command that resistance to be broken. I command that limitation to be lifted. God's servant said, God told him that in the month of July, it's going to be our month of jubilation. What did I say? What did I say? What did I say? Say with me, my month of jubilation. Louder you can, my month of jubilation. The loudest you can, say my month of jubilation. Therefore, receive it in the name of Jesus. What that means is that throughout July, anything that concerns you, it will turn to joy. It will turn to joy. It will turn to rejoicing. It will turn to jubilation. It will turn to celebration. The testimony of the lady said, she had God's servant said, as you go this week, it turns for you for a testimony. Now God is saying, this month is your month of jubilation. In your business, it will be jubilation. In your career, it will be jubilation. In your finance, it will be jubilation. All the limits over your life, they are broken off in the name of Jesus. I feel it very strong. This month, God is bringing some of us into the realm of financial fortune. I say into the realm of financial fortune. Into the realm of supernatural abundance. Into the realm of supernatural abundance. Into the realm of supernatural abundance. You will enjoy debt-free experience. Borrowing-free experience. Gimmick-free experience. Your finances will not deplete. Your finances will not go down. Receive the blessings. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Somebody testify in this service. Business open doors like never before. Between the few days. Today is day 5. It's a business open doors like never before. I therefore prophesy, because what the covenant does, he said, I will open for you the windows of heaven. I therefore decree that the month of July, the windows of heaven open up for you.
your finances. Open up for your family. Your dry season is finally over. No more begging. No more borrowing. No more begging. No more borrowing. I decree financial favor. What you don't deserve. What you don't deserve. Please hear what I'm saying. What you may not deserve, favor can give it to you. He said, they that favor is righteous cause. Because you are a covenant practitioner, I decree unusual favor will follow you. The position they say is not for you, you will enter it. What they say you cannot get, God will favor it for you. In the name of Jesus. 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 Therefore, I congratulate you. Welcome to your month of July. Your month of jubilation. Your month of jubilation. Your month of celebration. Your month of celebration. Your month of rejoicing. Thank you, Father. Every medical appointment, it shall be with good news. Every medical appointment this month, it shall be with good news. They will finally tell you the sickness is no longer there. The swelling is no longer there. The pain is no longer there. In the name of Jesus. All your appointments, good reports. All your appointment testimonies. Somebody receive that with the loudest amen. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. It is done. Give God thanks. Celebrate Him. Thank Him. Lord, thank Him. I have come to my month of jubilation, my month of celebration. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. And I will rejoice. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have received. Are you sure you received that? Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you. But as for me, you can say louder, say my neighbor. As for me, I have entered my month of July, my month of jubilation. I will be singing throughout this month. I'll be rejoicing throughout this month. The only news I'm hearing throughout this month is good news. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand again and take your seat in the presence of God.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.